Is disc herniation and disc degeneration the cause of your chronic low back pain? Hi, I'm your host Bernadette and welcome to the Back to Movement podcast. And I'm so glad you are here because today we are talking about something that affects millions of people, back pain, and how the images we see on MRI and CT scans might not be telling the whole story. We often think if something looks bad on a scan, it must be bad. But what if I told you that disc bulges, disc degenerations, even herniations are just as common in people who have no back pain at all? Today, we'll dive into a fascinating study by Bring Jig G and colleagues published in 2015. And trust me, what they found might completely change how you think about back pain and MRI results. Let's get into it. So this was a systematic review, basically a study that pulled together 33 other studies, looking at over 3,100 people who had no back pain, but still got imaging done. Because they wanted to see how common it is to find things like disc degenerations, disc herniations, and disc bulges and other abnormal spine changes in people without any symptoms. And here is what they found. Disc degeneration was seen in 37% of 20-year-olds. And by the time you hit 80, that number goes up to 96%. Yes, almost everyone has disc degeneration by that age. And disc bulges, 30% at age 20. That really surprised me. And 84% at age 80. And disc protrusions, the herniated discs, 29% of 20-year-olds had it. And 43% of 80-year-olds had it. So these were really common, even without any pain. So, but what does this mean? It means that a lot of these findings are actually normal signs of aging. Imagine like wrinkles on the inside or like you have gray hair. They don't necessarily cause pain. They can be a contributing factor to your low back pain, but they are not the cause. And here is the problem. When someone has back pain and we send them for an MRI, we often find something that looks scary. But it might have nothing to do with why they are actually in pain. This can actually lead to fear, unnecessarily treatments, and even surgery. And people are told their back is damaged when it's actually just showing normal age-related changes. And what's the key? We have to treat the whole person and not just the picture. Just because something shows up on a scan doesn't mean it's the cause of your pain. Instead, we need to look at, are you moving enough? How are you sleeping? Are you sleeping enough? How's your mental health? Do you have stress at work? Do you have stress at home? How do you feel? Have any other medical conditions? Because healing back pain isn't just about your spine. It's about the whole person. So here are a few takeaways. If your MRI says disc degeneration or disc bulge or disc herniation, try not to panic These findings are extremely common, even in people without pain. As per this research paper, movement, sleep, mental health matter a lot more than we've been told. And you are not your MRI. So the next time you or someone you know gets imaging results that sound scary, remember this episode. Your spine is strong. Your spine is adaptable. And back pain is complex, but it is not a life sentence. So thank you so much for tuning in. If you find this episode helpful, please share it with someone who needs to hear it. And don't forget to subscribe for more evidence-based conversations on movement, back pain, and healing. And remember, take care of your body. Motion is lotion. And I hope I see you next time.